This is where Cadiz begins, an Atlantic island city whose gates, shorelines, and buildings have been repurposed again and again. On the other side is a city that has rebuilt itself on top of itself for 3,000 years. Now, the gate itself. What you're looking at is a marble portal conceived more like an altarpiece than a fortress entrance. The architect was Torquato Caion, working in the 18th century, and the design reads as a religious statement first, a military one second. Above the portal sits a tower, not original to the gate, but added in the mid-19th century to serve optical telegraphy. From here, signals could relay messages across Andalusia all the way to Madrid, each tower repeating the last in a chain that could cover the distance in under 2 hours when the weather held. You've just walked through a defensive land gate, but the city's decisive edge has usually been water. Cadiz sits on what geographers call a tombolo, a narrow spit of land connecting an island to the mainland. For most of its history, the threat came from the sea, not the road. The wall this gate was cut into was built to hold back naval raids, not armies marching overland. By the 20th century, the wall had become an obstruction rather than a defense, and 2 new breaches were opened on either side of the original portal to let modern traffic through. What survives is the threshold, heavy stone, a carved face that quotes the Baroque, and a tower that once spoke in light. From here, the walk opens onto the civic square that faced the harbor and received people and goods from the bay.